One of the most eagerly awaited Winter 13 features, at least for developers, has been the ability to test Apex callouts. You can now test HTTP callouts by either creating one or more static resources containing test responses and using the appropriate built-in class, static resource callout mock or multi-static resource callout mock, to specify the resources to use in testing. Implementing one of two new interfaces, HTTP callout mock, for HTTP, REST, callouts, or web service mock, for web service, SOAP, callouts. In this blog entry, I'll focus on the static resource case. As an example, let's assume that I'm retrieving JSON account data from an external service. Here's a simple callout that retrieves JSON account data, parses it, and returns the resulting list of accounts. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. To test this callout, first, I'll need to create a file, accounts.json, on my local machine containing test data. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now I go to Setup, Develop, Static Resources, click New Static Resource, enter the name JSON Accounts, and select accounts.json for upload. Notice that force.com set the MIME type based on the extension of the file I uploaded. Now to define my test method. I'll use static resource callout mock to provide my account test data when the getAccounts method executes its callout. First, I need to create an instance of static resource callout mock and set the static resource, status code, and content type header. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now I use test.setMock to tell the Apex runtime I want to use this instance. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then I can test get accounts. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And verify I received the expected data. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. So, putting it all together into a test method in a test class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In more elaborate scenarios, I might execute several callouts in a single method. For example, let's assume I have created a file of JSON formatted contact data and uploaded it as the static resource JSON contacts. The method I want to test will retrieve account data as before, then retrieve the contacts, and go on to do some processing of the combined account and contact data. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I'll create an instance of multi-static resource callout mock, configuring it to provide the appropriate static resource data depending on the URL and the callout request. Here's the test method in its entirety. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. So, testing callouts with static data is very straightforward, but what about more complex use cases? I'll cover the HTTP callout mock and web service mock interfaces next time out and show you how to create dynamic response data with dependencies on query parameters or the request body.